how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have they entered the heart of man, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, a child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. Set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, I will answer Him. I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him, I will honor Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, a child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Your Lord and He's your God. He's your Creator, your Savior. He died for you because He really loves you. Oh, you must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love Him. You must love Him, sweet Jesus. Give Him your very heart. With long life He'll satisfy you. To love Him, you must love Him. Tell Him you love Him. Say that you love Him. so that to love him, you must love my Lord. Yeah, tell him you love him, show him you love him. You must love the Lord with all your heart. Tell him you love him, say that you love him.
Many of you can feel that the presence of God is in this place. Oh, I can't hear you. How many of you can feel that the presence of God is in this place? And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the word of God. Tonight, God has a word for you. If you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome Bishop
you, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this time in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Wow. How many are enjoying the atmosphere? Make sure, whenever there is a blessing, to carefully listen to what the blessing is. And then, as soon as the blessing is completed, then you shout or scream or wail or lament or cry out your very loudest possible amen. Do you understand? When you say amen without hearing, you are just saying something. But when you hear that whatever didn't make your face shine in 2016 is no more applicable to you, then you must say what? Amen. Whatever didn't let somebody choose you in 2016 is no more working in your life. Amen. Whatever is against you in your life is crushed today in Jesus' name. All right. How many of you enjoyed Ida's song about? Do you want to hear it again? This is a song when you want a brother to propose to you. You just have to play it as though you are playing the radio. Huh? When he comes to visit, then you play it. He himself will know what he must do. Oh, brother, propose to me. Please propose. Wow. What a blessing. I'm sure she'll sing it again one day. Today, for just a short time, we got a carpet, it seems, but it's already looking dirty. So I think we have to change it. It's not the best carpet. This carpet costs 19,000 cedis. Just this little strip here. Yeah. Very expensive. There's nothing cheap left in the world. Tonight I'm sharing about on the wings of the dove. On the wings of the dove. Now, the Holy Spirit is a dove. John 1:32. John bare record, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. And it abode upon him. And I knew him not. He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, God's Holy Spirit is described as a dove and was actually even seen as a dove. Unlike the wind, which you don't see, or a river somewhere, which is also one of the types of the Holy Spirit, this one, the Holy Spirit himself came down. And what they saw was a dove. Now, this dove is someone whom we must learn about. Psalm 55, verse 6. It says, "And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." Psalm 68, verse 13. "Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattereth kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon." The person who is doing the interpreting is too loud for this time, please. Now, the wings of the dove are covered with silver and gold because the wings of a dove are the most precious part of the dove. Now, when the dove descended on Jesus, the next thing was that the Holy Spirit drove Jesus Christ to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. All right? The Holy Spirit drove Jesus Christ to the desert to be tempted of the devil. So sometimes you think you've made a mistake concerning something because of the troubles that are coming with it, but maybe you were driven by the Spirit. Like maybe you got married or you got into a relationship and it has turned out into a beast. The devil is everywhere in the relationship and the devil is everywhere in the marriage. But maybe you were driven. You see, he was led by the Spirit straight away after the Holy Ghost comes on you. You see, there's so much curse in the world that you need divine direction to escape. Without divine direction, you just walk straight into curses. So Jesus walked straight into his worldwide ministry, his eternal ministry of saving the world. All right? Now, when he walked into his worldwide ministry to save the world, okay, what happened was that he started by a strong test. Do you see? And the Holy Spirit landed on him. Now, none of us have been a bird before. But if you are ever a bird and you become a human being, you would consider human beings as, excuse me to say, cripples. Because we can't fly. This is I'm sure birds look at us and wonder, why are these people stuck to the ground? Like, why can't they just go up? They are stuck. When they are going, they go straight on the ground. They turn left, right. We just go over. We fly over. Like if you are going to the airport from here, you just go. 3 minutes. No traffic. No obstructions. They are wondering what is wrong with us. So that is why he said in Psalm 59, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove." So one of the great characteristics of the dove is the presence and the ability to fly. So now, when a bird is coming down, you'll find that the bird rarely, and not only the dove, all birds, they will watch you very carefully to be sure that you are not going to catch them, huh? And make them like you. Ground-bound creatures. One of the things that a bird, because as soon as you catch a bird, that's it. Put it in a cage and it's over with flying. No more freedom, no more flying, forget it. So, last week I think I was sharing about the sensitivities of the dove. Today I'm talking about, oh, that I had wings like a dove. To fly, to be free. So when the Holy Spirit is coming to your life, one of the things that he will make sure that he has is the freedom and the liberty. That freedom and liberty will never be taken away from the Spirit. Because the Spirit is a dove. And the Spirit can fly. So he will be free. And he will want to be with you, but be free. So it's only birds that are very sure that, when you go to Trafalgar Square in England, in London, you find the doves come around. They don't fly away so quickly. They're sort of used to the tourists. And some places, you see the dove comes there. So the dove is looking for somebody who will not restrict him. Okay? Now, supposing you are with a bushman who doesn't know that the doves in Trafalgar Square are for observation. And that if you want to eat chicken, you should go, there's Kentucky KFC just here. You can get KFC chicken to buy. So as you are standing there admiring the dove, your bushman friend whom you have just brought to London says, ah, look at chicken. Let's catch one. We are going to fry it tonight. So not only does the dove want to be free when he comes near you, from you, but from anybody around you. There must be no bushman who is going to catch the Spirit and restrict whatever he is doing. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit, being a wonderful dove, is looking carefully, because when you have wings like a dove, what do? You descend. You fly down. You choose a landing spot. When the planes are coming, they choose a landing spot. And right there at Kotoka is safe for them to land. All planes that have been created can land at our Accra International Airport. All right? So anything that keeps the dove from flying and having his liberties will keep every dove away. Amen. John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, or choosing a landing spot. So if you want the anointing of the Holy Spirit, thank you for wanting it, but he is going to look at you carefully and choose whether you are a safe landing spot, or there is either you or somebody near you or somebody with you who will restrict the mighty Spirit, the dove, or catch him, capture him, and not allow him to flow and freely move anymore. You must be free to follow the liberty, the flights, the excitement. Now, who in this world can catch the dove? The first is yourself. You may be a dangerous person who, how you are, will restrict the dove forever. So the way you are, he may not choose you because of the restrictions you will impose on the mighty spirit. Because the Holy Spirit wants his liberties and is not about to exchange them for anything. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord will be, there will be freedom. No capturing. No capturing, no restrictions. So an anointed person is someone whom the dove is free, walking around, land on you, and I'm going, stop moving, stop talking. Cut off your beak, cut off your neck, fry you. All right? So thank you for asking the Holy Spirit to come, but who does he come to? Now, tonight's message is about, oh, that I had wings like a dove. In other words, oh, that I was as free as the dove. Free to flow. So God wants to be free to flow through you. Wants to use you freely. Doesn't want anything to restrict you. Now, so yourself, how you are, may restrict the Holy Spirit. If you only like airways, because you are an airway, a certain type of anointing may not be so welcome with you because you will be restricting the Holy Spirit to airways. You only want Voltairians. Do you get what I'm saying? If you only like NPP people are the only people you like. The Spirit may not want to descend on you if he has a great liberty to bless NDC people too. Do you understand? But you have restrictions within you. If he wants to do a great work, but because of your age, you are now stiff. You may call for the Spirit, but when he looks at you, when I land on this man, I cannot move again. He will not allow, because of his age or his stiffness. Yes. So the Holy Spirit is really looking for liberty, freedom, liberty, 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 liberty. He wants to move in your life and he wants to be free, 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 free to flow, free to flow. Do whatever he wants. Say anything he says, he'll say. Anything he wants, he'll just tell you, do this. The scripture will come to you. Do this. Go here. Flowing. You're flowing. It's not like when he says, hey. If you are controlled by anything else controls you in this world. Anything else other than God. Eh? The dove will not land on you. Because he will be restricted and he will be captured and put in a cage, your cage that you have created for him. So one of the things, major things, is to make sure that you are free from anything or anyone or anything within your life which restricts you, especially yourself. Now, Luke 14 has the list very clearly laid out of those who catch
the Holy Spirit
when he lands. Do you want the list? Luke 14:26. If any man come to me okay, these are the dove catches, dove traps. Traps the dove. As soon as he can go. And hate not his father. And mother. And wife. And children. And brethren. It's a roll call of dove catchers. And sisters. Yea. And his own life can catch the dove. He cannot be my follower. He cannot follow me, or he cannot follow the Spirit. All right? So, as you develop in your Christian life, you must grow to gradually reduce the things that can control you apart from God. Do you understand? Now, I'm not preaching to sinners. We are all sinners, but I mean unsaved people. I'm preaching to people who've given their life to Christ. So, in a sense, you are good people who are trying to follow God. So, when you become a saved person, it's not evil things that restrict you. It's good things that restrict you. You have thrown away the evil things. It's now left with only good things. Good things which are not God that restrict you. So, in my short ministry, I have seen that people are restricted by this list. And the Spirit will be right there. And no. Spirit, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more, no more. So let's go through this list and then we close. That's it. That's the whole message. Dove traps. Amen. Fathers and mothers. Thank God for fathers and mothers. We are teaching you here to honor your father. There is nowhere that is teaching you as much as we are to honor your father. Huh? Than here. Amen. But here again, we see Jesus saying that anyone, all right, who comes to me must hate his father. Hey. Why? Because there can be a time where your father will be against and when the Holy Spirit speaks, follow this. Then your father or your mother, catch the dove, catch the bird. You know, just like maybe you hear a noise, like I heard the guy interpreting, and I said, Catch it. Touch that voice. I don't want that voice now. I don't want to hear the voice when I'm preaching. Catch the voice. Restrict it. So supposing that man was a dove, I've cut off the voice of the dove and I've restricted the dove's operations as far as you are concerned. Many times people came to follow Jesus and he showed them the things that were not compatible with following him. And every one of us here must come to a place where when the Holy Spirit speaks, your father or your mother's voice cannot and will not counteract what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. Otherwise, you cannot be his disciple. Please, I didn't write the Bible. You know, if you have a problem with this, after church, I'll show you the one who wrote the Bible. Then you go and see him directly. And that's Jesus. You can see him personally and sort it out with him. Yes. Father and mother is a big one. Especially for good people who have good fathers. If you have a good father, he will love you and care for you. And a sweet mother. A sweet mother will guide you and will help you. If you like, I can mention the names of pastors and I will just inquire to get the date of people who should have been in the ministry, but their parents was the reason why they did not enter in the ministry, and they will die in that way too, and they will answer to God for that. Yes. Your father is a blessing, but he is not greater than God. And he is not God. He is not God. Amen. Pastors, the Holy Spirit to fall on you, there must be no dove catchers in your life. When the Holy Spirit led me to be in the ministry, I would say perhaps that my mother was the most neutral. My mother has always supported me, whatever I'm doing. She just supports me. My father said that he cannot imagine his son living out of collections. And I'm sure your father also cannot imagine. Yes. Living from collections. That's what they used to call offering collection. Huh? Yeah. Collection. There are many people in a bid to please their fathers or their mothers have said no to Jesus. When the Holy Spirit landed on the head, when the Holy Spirit landed on the head, stupid bed. Or the father is so close that he will just catch the bed. You just catch the bed, cut the bed from your head and make it into a stew. You make it into dove stew.
What a word. What a word.
Mercy. I know one pastor. He married for many years. He had the promptings of God. A married man with children, his reason always for not entering into the ministry all out was his mother. My mother. my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother. She was strong, very strong, the strongest so far. Have you watched Rambo? You have to watch it to get all these words. He just spoke about 85 words in the whole film. There are not many words. Thank God for your sweet mother. Oh, I'm the only educated person in my family. My mother is looking up to me. My father has died. My this is this. My that. Don't even bother to bring these stories. They are common. It's from 2,000 years ago. This is like, I can even write it for you what to say. Because we have heard it so much that we can write it for you so that you just read it. The dove cannot descend on you. Somebody who is going to catch him and make him into stew. Or soup. Dove soup. Pepper soup. Light soup. Made out of the Holy Ghost. You are eating light soup with Holy Ghost and fufu. Or banku. Banku and dove and Holy Ghost. Abenkwai. Or kebab, duck kebab. You just catch him like that. Catch him like that. Ha! Cut off the head. Don't say that again. Don't say. So the dove doesn't come. So you can lay hands on people, but the dove is still not descending on them. You can see the trap. All birds look carefully before they land. I've watched birds. They are so clever. I watched a bird once. It goes to sit on the traffic light. The middle. You know, the one that comes across the middle. And then he has the nuts that are with a big hard case. And he cannot eat it. So he goes to sit on the traffic light. And when the cars pass, he drops it. And the cars drive over it. Then he comes. When people cross the road, the light is red. When they stop crossing, then he goes down. He picks it and goes up. They are very clever. Very, very clever. I've watched it. I can show you the documentary. You see, they are very intelligent. I've watched birds. They would catch a tortoise, fly high into the air, and drop it for it to break the shell. Because they cannot eat it. And when it breaks, then they go and they eat it. They are very clever. And when they see you are standing there, they will not come there. So the dove is a very intelligent. When he sees killers, trappers, stew makers, light soup makers, fathers who are making light soup, mothers who are making kebab out of the Holy Ghost, they say, hey, this one, don't say anything to her. And when the Holy Spirit would have spoken to you, he doesn't speak at all. So you've got to watch out. Then you have the next one. Mother, father. Are you a dadaba? A mamaba? What mommy says. Even your wife will not enjoy you. Everything my mother says. My mother said that this. My mother said that it's you. My mother said the stew that you were making. My mother said that a girl doesn't know how to cook. So, you know, you are marrying a girl. You are a fancy. You are marrying a guy. You don't know. Girls don't know how to cook. They always buy food. So you see, as you are going, you will be hungry. So, my mother said. My father said. My mother said. My father. And the Holy Spirit said, ah, "Shut up." Then. Wife. Let us leave that one for the later. We shall skip it. Shall I skip it? I'm skipping it. Children. Yes. Children. Children. Now, many people are guided. guided by their children. I tell you, Eli, the Bible says, did not restrain his sons. He didn't do the will of God because of his children. Yes. He didn't. He did not do it. He did not do what God wanted him to do. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus says the Lord, did I plainly appear to the house of thy father? Did I not choose you out of all the tribes of Israel? Wherefore kick ye against at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of the offerings? Wherefore, the Lord God saith, I want to use this scripture as a response for all the dove catchers. Because Eli the priest was severely rebuked because he honored his sons above God, above the Holy Spirit. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me, but now, no. Be it far from me. I will not descend on you again. For them that honor me, I will honor. And them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house. There shall not be an old man in thy house. Now, God said to Eli, you did not restrain your sons, and you honored them more than you honored me. So you got to be careful when you are dealing with children. I've seen people take decisions. Look, you watch people who are parents get their phones from them. You will notice that their husbands or their wives are not the front picture, but their child is the front picture. The DP. Check your neighbor who is married. You'll find out. Usually. True or not true? You have one there? Aha, husband and wife. This is fresh marriage without a child. This is an older marriage. And you can see. Can the camera see it? Yes. Do you see? Make it come on. What is the problem? Focus now. I'm coming. You should have been two cameras here. Where are you? Another one here. This is another one. Do you see? Uh-huh. another one here. These are older marriages. That's mother and son. Oh, the mother is holding the son. Like, I won't leave you to go. I won't leave you to go into your marriage. I won't leave you to go into your marriage. No, people thought it was husband and wife. It is mother and son. A grown-up mother and a grown-up son. Hey! And the way the mother is holding the son, the dove dare not come over there. The dove can, before you can be turned into a stew. There's no place to land.
There's no landing space. No place to land.
So even though you are saying, oh, Holy Spirit and children, what has children got to do with Holy Spirit? Many people take decisions for their children, in the interest of their children, and not in the interest of the Holy Spirit and in the interest of the work of God. You wouldn't know that till you grow up, you will find out. When you read the Bible, you will see that many people brought their children to Jesus. The parents, their great concern. You will not see a woman bringing her husband for healing. Did you see any woman bring a husband for healing? Or a husband bringing the wife for healing? No! You see a person bringing their child for healing. And for prayer. The husband will not even come and the wife will not even come. Are you listening? Yeah. So a time comes where it is your children's life, your children's education, your children's future. Even when they send you for a mission, there's no school there. There's no school there. So where will my children go to school? And some people don't want their children to go to certain places. What accent will my children speak with? I don't want my children to speak with a Ghanaian accent. I want them to speak, you know, what I may am talking about. I want you to speak like a British citizen, you know, somebody who's been to England. I don't want you to speak like a Ghanaian. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Not Lagon. No, no, no. You don't want him to speak with Abeokuta accent. Jesus. Hey! So you say go. They say oh. Holy Spirit, be quiet. You speak like what?
Congratulations. You need to share your purpose.
You need to do what?
To share your purpose.
Continue.
And move forward because of the conjunction of the thing.
So now God is sending you to Nigeria. He said, no, 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 no. It may sound funny, but it is happening all. Even people who don't have children, they even think that way. Yes. And you know, when I became a minister, I did not think of my children's education. No, 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 no. No. I don't think about my children's education. So where will my child go to school? This, and when our children became of school going age, we didn't have the money. When they were mentioning those days, Montessori. I didn't have that kind of money. They were mentioning, so this man of God takes his child there. This one goes to American school. This one goes to this school. I didn't have such money to take my child to work. So I told my wife, look, I did not go to any of these schools, and I'm okay. So I told her, when she was saying they should go to nursery, I asked her, what is the use of nursery? What does it do? I don't see the use. And she was explaining that there's something you have to do before you go to class one. But I didn't think it was necessary. So I told her, find something in the area. And she found a school that made a new banner starting in October. In a garage. And I said, it's good enough. It's good enough. So I'm surprised that I have a son who is a lawyer, I have a son who is a doctor. I'm surprised. These are the ones who went to the garage school. You cannot honor your sons above the Holy Spirit. You cannot honor your children above the Holy Spirit. You have to know. A lot of the work of God is cut off. As soon as you say, my child, my this, my that. They will not speak, that they will be looking at you. That's why Jesus didn't have children. If Jesus had children, they would have been looking at him with weepy eyes as they see their father on the cross. Daddy, don't go. And Jesus will say, I gotta go. Are you listening? So, you must know that children, you may think they don't have any influence on your life. I once had a missionary, and one of the children developed a sickness. I don't know, some illness. And they said, wow, it will be better treated in England. So they left the mission field. And I think the church closed down. And they went back to England to let the child be well. Now, everywhere, you see, if I was to follow that, you see, in Ghana, if I fall sick now, there is no ambulance to call. Yes. If you came to the inauguration of the president, every president came with an ambulance. It's now part of their convoy to go with the ambulance. The convoy can with ambulance. They are always going around. In case something happens, we are here to resuscitate and try to bring him back to life. If you are following such things, many things that you are supposed to do for God, you will not do it. You will have 1,000 reasons. My child, not once, not twice. I've heard many. And then after years, you find out that what you were trying to save. You see, God told the children of Israel, because when they were complaining, they said, our children will die. And the Lord said, your children who you said will die, they will live and you will die. A child, it takes the power and the grace of God for a child to be okay. To know God. Today when I see our pastors' children coming to church, serving God, loving God. Sometimes I just thank God. I just thank God. I look at them. I say, look at this. Nobody asks them come to church. They come. Some of the children are closer to me than even their parents. It takes God to touch your heart. As if you haven't seen children that are wayward. One pastor said to me, this, my son, is an atheist. He wrote the best book on evangelism and missions I've ever seen in my life. He told me, I have two children. One does not believe in God, and the other believes in everything and God. Your child can be anything. Some people say, oh, if you take the child to church, he will go to church. If you don't take him to church, he will come to church. You can't even tell what switches a child into a certain direction. You can't even tell. Yes. It takes the power and the grace of God. So when you are so overprotective, thinking that you are protected, the thing that you think you are protected can explode in your eyes. Yes, it can explode in your eyes. Do you know one of the greatest quarrels on earth is between children and parents? Children and parents. Children and parents. There are many children who don't like their parents, the parents who don't like their children. So, thank God. And the Lord said, the ones you said will die. They will not die. They rather. And there are many people who say, my children will die. My children will die here. My children will die. They will not die. They will not die. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh. Don't try to preserve yourself. Then, brethren and sisters. Brethren and sisters. Brethren like your colleagues. Your schoolmates. And your colleagues. When you have certain colleagues, they will not even let you be free to follow the Spirit. When I left medical school in 1989, I qualified. I had 55 mates, classmates. Not even one came into ministry or became a pastor. Not even one. I stood alone and stepped aside. And I stayed at the same Kolebu where we had been trained when everybody left. I was there alone, half caste boy, walking up and down in that same place when everybody had departed. I was free from the influence of my class, my colleagues. I was free from their opinions. I was free from their despisement. I was free from whatever they think and they thought about me. That's why they're watching always on the internet. One of my classmates told me, I've been watching you, listening to your messages. I said, we thank God. Their presence and their influence, what they say they are doing, has no bearing on my life. And must not have any bearing on your life when you've decided to follow Jesus and do his will. In your family, you can't stand and tell me my senior brother says this, my older brother is like my father because my father died, so because of that, he's the one looking after me, this and that. And he says this and he says that, and my sister and all my sisters have ganged up against me. All my brothers are not agreed. What? Don't waste your time to say, you see me after that, I'll write for you what they said. You cannot do much for God if you are going to listen to such voices. Yes. Are you still around? Or you are leaving? You want the anointing? The Spirit of God comes when you are free. Yes. That's why I don't support any political party. I pray for Ghana. Genuinely. Genuinely. I don't know if there are more pastors as concerned about Ghana with as many ideas that I have for Ghana as myself. I don't know. Practical things, do this without money, the whole country will change. I can't support these people, join myself to these people. Because there are, it will be difficult. Almost immediately, you will start finding things that you can't say this. And then because you are so close, you can't speak again. When you speak, it's like you have turned into an enemy. I'm not an enemy. But I'm not, I don't need to. They will go, I will be here. They will go, I will be here. NDC was so powerful in Ghana, no one ever thought that they would. President Mahama will be a private citizen driving a Toyota somewhere in town. No one ever imagined it. We are watching it. Practically. So, we cannot be led by that. I must be free to prophesy. Hey! I must be free. That's why I say, when you are very, very committed, unless it's your work, if you are very, very committed in the ministry, these people are the best. These people will do this. These people will do this. Whatever this. Since these people came, what have they done? Funerals, celebrations. We've started Ghana at 60, spending 20 million. I mean, even countries which have a lot to celebrate. You never hear independence, celebration. But tomorrow we are 60 years, I hear. 60 years old. Huh? Yes. And at a budget of 20 million, they said there's no money. You see, there's no money, there's no money is the song. That is why people sit back and say, we don't believe that there is no money. We don't believe that. Yes. We are bringing Darlene Check from Australia to come and sing, and Sinash from Nigeria to sing, and Don Moen to come and sing. You think it's free? It's too great. Anyway, you must be free from brothers and sisters. Yes. I thank God for my sisters. I thank God for my sisters. Mostly they have supported me. I have not had any sisters or whatever, but maybe for me, colleagues. You look funny. You look funny. Even in the ministry, colleagues in the ministry. Many pastors laugh at me over the years. But he who laughs last, laughs best. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Then, his own life. You see, if your life is a life of phlegmatism, it means that when the Spirit comes and he says, run, you say, no, why should I run when I can walk? Why should I run when the Spirit says, run? He says, shut up, it's time to sleep. When the Spirit says, move, he says, ah, why? I'm sleeping. Tomorrow. Waiting man no see before. Waiting man no see before. Tomorrow day, I own self man they chew. So how you are is greatly, greatly affects the flow of the Spirit. Any other voice, any other clipper. And the dove is always looking, coming down, coming down, coming down, coming down. So Vivaldi, come and stand here. Let's say Vivaldi is receiving the Holy Spirit. Stand right here, receiving the Holy Spirit. And now she's ready to receive the Holy Spirit. But then, comes a dove catcher stand in her area. So when the Holy Spirit is coming, and he sees the, this one is too much in your life. No. Safer. Hey! Then I find another little girl here. She doesn't have any beloved. Come this way, my dear. She doesn't have any beloved. She doesn't have anybody in her life who says, do this, do this. Her father is dead. Her mother is dead. Everybody's gone. Wow. Sit down. And then he says, and if any man come to hate not his brother, his mother, and his wife, we left. That's another tricky one. His wife. Yeah, I didn't write it too. It didn't say and husband, it said and wife. Huh? So now let's take a wife. You can't go far when the wife is an alternative to the Holy Spirit. That if you say, if the Holy Spirit says, go this way, then a beautiful darling says, I wish I had a little bed. I would have put it on my shoulder. Yeah, you'd understand it, but you catch it. And you have a dove catcher as a beautiful wife. That's, I think, the most difficult. Because most of us, you know, marry out of I love you. When you grow older, you not marry out of I love you. So, yes. You not marry out of I love you. When you are older, it's when you are younger that you marry out of I love you. You marry out of I need you or I need peace. Are you not preventing those at the back from saying, I don't know, those people at the back? Is it not true? Are they preventing you from saying? Yes. Now, when you are a Christian, it's not bad things that are catching the dove. Is good things, fathers, mothers, children, brethren, sisters, your own life, and your wife too. It's clever. So, anyone who is not clear and free of another voice is doomed as far as the ministry is concerned. So when the Holy Spirit is coming on people, he looks to see how clear you are. So, you need to be clear heart. But you see, because of our way of falling in love, you know, and if you are an A1 brother, a sister looks more pure. You see, when you see the girls, they are not having as much lust as we brothers experience. Is it not true? Like you want a boy, but we brothers, we want something more than that. True or not true? So when you see a sister, she looks so pure. So nice and so good. She just wants a hug and she's okay. It's one hug and I'm okay for 1 week. Hey. So gradually, the goodness of this beautiful person begins to represent the Holy Spirit to you. The goodness of this wonderful person begins to represent the Holy Spirit to you. And if you don't know, you will be led. The Holy Spirit will be said, I am the one guiding affairs here. I am the guide. I'm the director. I'm the determinant. I'm the decision taker. Away, Odav. I say he will not travel anywhere. I need him here. I say he will not be any missionary. I need him here. Oh, brother. Unfortunately, many brothers equate loving your wife to fulfilling the will of God or loving God. It is not the same thing. Many times to love God, you may have to hate your wife. I didn't write the Bible. It says, if anyone comes to me, hate not his wife. Please, don't be angry with me. See Jesus after church and talk to him about it. For a private. Why should you use such a strong word? Yes, it's a strong word. It's a strong word. Hate speech. Hey. So, brothers, follow the Lord. Now, not many brothers are worthy of the Holy Spirit. John Wesley was very strong towards his wife. And in my new book, The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor, you will see what he told his wife. Yes, how strong he was. People who are unspiritual say that he didn't know how to handle women. But if you look at it from another angle, it's not that he didn't know how to handle women. He was determined that he was not going to curtail his ministry because of any person. Jesus Christ did not marry anybody. If he had married somebody, even going to the cross, you know, can you imagine the discussion? Those of us who are serving God, you will have to learn. The Holy Spirit will be your closest companion and the main director of your life. If I was to have followed my father-in-law, I would not be here. If I was to have followed my mother-in-law and her constant prodding about going to work at the hospital, I would not be here. If I was led by my wife, I would not be here. Yes. But I was clear to my wife years ago, I will not obey you. I will obey God. It's my promise to you. I will not obey you. Yes, I will obey God. Yes. It's my pledge. Yes. Those who have not learned that, look, I can give you a list of people whose lives are destroyed because God is replaced by a person. Bishop Saki, I don't obey Bishop Saki. I don't follow him. He follows me. I can't follow him. He's not God, even though he's good, so good. He has been so good to me and for all of us. But he's not God. I can't obey him or follow him. If he advised, he's probably the person who was to advise me. I'll more listen to his advice. If you ever want to advise me, see him to advise me. I'll listen to him probably more than most people. But I still cannot make up my mind to be obedient. What he says, I do. No. And he doesn't even try. It's not a good thing to take over. Now, God told Adam, eat all these 10,588 trees. Eat all. I've reserved 10,589 for myself. Satan came to Eve, not to Adam, and wrapped her. She said, why not give it a try? She followed it. And after that, she came to see Adam. I said, Adam, you know something? Something is happening in my life. What is it, Eve? I don't know. I don't feel so okay. Since we came to this garden, I don't feel you are giving me enough attention. What do you mean by attention? I don't feel your love. What do you mean by love? I don't feel you the way I used to feel. What do you mean by you don't feel me? I said, I feel different. And then Adam went to sit by her. Because he was an A1. As he was sitting by her, she started crying. She started to sing to him, love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench it. True love is strong as death. The floods cannot drown it. And Adam said, what is it? I can solve it. Many strong women are witches. Yes. Many strong women are witches. Galatians 3 verse 1, who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched? Who is the person? You see, I thank God that it's mostly young girls who are here today. You will be open to my message. The older ones will be chewing gum and looking to the sky and they will just be breathing in and out. It's like, Charlie, I don't need them here. Can easily drive away the dove. Who has bewitched you? Yes. Bewitch is that you should not. Who has bewitched you? Read that scripture again. Put it there. That you should not obey the truth. Anything, that's the dove. Anything that makes you not obey the truth or the word is witchcraft. Many strong women are witches. They bewitch so that you don't obey the truth. Yes. Look, grown-ups, I just want to say, you know, this is not for grown-ups. These are for young people. So if these things disturb, don't come here at all. Don't come here. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. When I'm joking out there, don't even come to this service. This is for young people to let flow in a certain way. Yes. To know your place. You have to know your place. It's a good policy. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Now, you find out that many women are more interested in comfort than the call of God. So many times when people are called, they become bewitched. And they are, it's almost like we should stay here in America. We should stay here in Germany. It's better in England. It's better in. We are safer here. There's more safety. Better medical care. Better this, better that, better that. Yeah. Who has bewitched you? Wow. Huh? So ladies, know where you stand. Oh. Your place is to submit and to follow. And you must bow.
Come on.
To the headship. Yes.
Preach. Preach.
Sit down, sit down. I don't need any mature women with chewing gum and attitudes here. Please, don't even come to this church service. I beg you. I beg you. And chewing gum is not allowed here. For those of you who are chewing, it's not allowed here in this room. Now, those are the easiest ones when you are being bewitched and the person is saying, like Jezebel, she comes and says, "Ah, are you not the king? The right thing to do is to arrest these guys and eliminate them. Naboth must go. Naboth must go. Leave it to me." And then she goes to sort it out. Now, Ahab was not a murderer. You see, Ahab's ministry, Ahab the king, Ahab never would have killed anybody. You see, Ahab met Naboth personally and spoke to him outside the land and showed him the land. He said, "Look, we need the land from here or here. It's just by your wall. Would you like to give it?" He was a very reasonable person. Then Naboth said, no, it's my inheritance. Then Naboth gave him second option. He said, "Look, if you don't like this other one, we'll replace it with another land somewhere because it's just by us." He didn't want that option. Then he said to him, third option, "What about, you can go and read it." He gave him three options. He was a very reasonable man. He was not a murderer. He was not a murderer. If you're a murderer, you will just arrest the person straight away. Say, take this guy, arrest him, I'm the king. You know my authority. You know that I'm a king. You know that I'm a king. But he said, no. Then the third one, he said, "Oh, I will give you money in exchange for the land. And even more." Naboth said, "Listen, I've heard all your proposals, but I will not and I don't want it." So he went home and he was discouraged. Then he met the person who turned him into a murderer, that he was never a murderer. He was never a man to kill somebody for his land. When his wife saw him, he said, "Hey, you see, there are people after meetings, what their wife tell them. That's what determines many things. After meetings, when there's an issue, when something happens, they hear things in the house. They hear things. That's why you hear sometimes not ordinary people say, it's the wife. Oh, it's the wife. I hear that it's the wife who is doing it. It's the wife. It's the wife. From experience, people know that the person will be sitting there calmly and placidly, like she cannot say nothing or do anything. But in the house, the person will speak. A voice. It's the madam. Are you still around?
Yes.
Do you want the dove to land on you?
Yes.
Yeah. That is why Jesus didn't bother even 1 second to connect himself. Even Adolf Hitler said, how can I marry? It will affect my work. He only married when he knew he was going to die. 1 hour before he died, he signed and said, you are now Mrs. Hitler. And then let's kill ourselves. That's all. I cannot be affected by you or controlled by you. But that's the easy one. The bewitchment that you can't see. And you see, people turn into what they never planned to be. They never intend to be something. That's what they become. By bewitchment. Yes. I'm talking about people who may even be good mothers. Wonderful. Cooks, chefs, whatever. Everything. The difficult one are the insidious, quiet ones with soft voices. A jijibo. How do they say? A jijiona. Or what? They are just. Eh? A jije. A jijiona. What are you doing? How do you. Or jijiwo. As if they are not doing something, but they are doing something. Softly and tenderly. Little voices and insidious comments. Insinuations. Remarks. Shh. You will not know what is happening to you. Even silence is a weapon. Huh? If you were to marry somebody, you'd be surprised at how you would exercise it because you got powers over the person. Yes. If you were my wife, when I finish this preaching, this message, the things you may tell me, sit down. The things you may tell me in the house, you may threaten my very life. So what do you mean by this and that? What are this and this? Yes. So I thank God that you are not my wife. No, wonderful pastors, I tell you, and all of us who want to serve God. You see, the dove wants to come, but he's watching. So when you hear somebody say, my wife is my best friend, you know, it is a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. My wife is my everything. Hey, I don't do anything without talking to my wife. In my world is my wife. If I don't see my wife, I don't know what I'll do in this world. It is very good. But when it crosses over, but you may not know when it's crossing, it's insidious. And you see. I know one man, he was driving by a school, or I think a house, and his neck was very stiff. He was driving like this. And his neck had become stiff in the car because he was afraid to turn to look at either a house or a school or whatever because there was somebody there that has been his friend before. And the wife was sitting by him and he had turned his head before and has had hellfire. So even the neck was now stiff. Look, none of my stories are fairy tales. So even this I'm telling you part. Stiff. Yes. Good driver. So most of you young, lovely ladies, girls, you don't know the potential that you have. This is the potential you have to be the most beastly controller, opposer, dove catcher. When the Spirit says, "Here," you say, "No." You see, one wife told one of my pastors, she said, "I say I will not go where Bishop is sending you. I say I will not go." And she said, "You can leave me now. You can divorce me now. Because I told you when we're married that I will follow you. But now I say I won't go." So he was now hot. He doesn't also want to divorce. He was grounded. He was grounded. He was grounded. So as you grow older, you become less sympathetic to humble, pitiful looking women and girls, because you know that behind this face, onale beautiful, onale soft, onale kind, shitale kindness, kindness bemi. There's no kindness there. Who has bewitched you? So please, you know, if you don't want to hear about the Holy Spirit, don't come to this set. These are not for grown-ups who have already developed. There are some people, when they hear me, they say, "And what about the men? And what about the..." You are a... Check if it's the person sitting next to you who was saying that thing. Have you found a person? It's the guys at the back, you see. Go and sack them from the church. Is it those sitting down or those at the far back? Those sitting down. How many want the dove to land in your atmosphere? There must not be father, mother, wife, brethren, children, children, brethren, sisters, and your own life, how you are. Now, one day, sit down, because the lazy people at the back don't want to stand up. I didn't call your name, please. Listen carefully. One day, Abraham had a major argument, discussion with his wife. You see, when you're married, there's no issue. But later, there was an issue. There was no child. And no one was expecting that. So his wife told him, "Look, Hagar, she's fresh. She's exciting. I've just checked with her. Her monthly period was last Tuesday. She had just finished. So she's available. You can have her this week." The house help. Meanwhile, God had told Abraham that, "I'm going to give you a child, your seed." And here comes a counter. You see, every time there's a meeting is over and you hear the whisperings. After this service, "You are a fool. You hear what I said? You are a fool." Wait. Are you listening?
Yes.
So God has told you, you will have a child. But you can, yeah, you have a child, whatever this and that. Look at my breast. It's like Charlie Watty. Look at all my hairs all over. They are gray. Which child is going to come from me? Get to the job. Get to the job. Do this. And let's have a child through her. So after the meeting, another voice suggests. You may come to church and hear God is calling you to the nations. You must do the when you go. But nowadays, I thank God, you know. Most of the missionaries I sent to Nigeria, their beloveds told them straight up front, I can't marry you. Because I can't go to Nigeria. Straight. I can't go to Nigeria. I can't marry you. Straight. I mean, so I appreciate them for that. Rather than to marry the person and then be operating, bewitching the person. I can't do it, so I don't want it. Yeah. So the message is working. Is it a good policy? So Abraham listened to the pressure from the wife. And what do we have after? Guidance. 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 Sit here. Don't go here. Don't preach. I want a normal person. Stand here. Do this. Don't do this. Do that. Do this. Even comments. So when are we also going to get a car? So when are we also going to this? So will we be here forever? This and that. You hear little snippets. Or it's not true. And before you realize, the dove that was coming your way has spotted a dove catcher in your family. And says, I will not land here lest they cut off my wings. And my liberty is gone forever. And I'm grounded. Can't fly again. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Always. 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 I must be free. I must be free. I must not even be bothered by my own life. I must be free. I must obey God. I must serve Him. I must do what He wants. I must serve Him. I must be with Him. He must speak and I must follow. I cannot think except but to do what He wants. Yes. I cannot but do what He wants. Anything, anyone, any person, any human, enough powerful, powerful enough to cut off that voice and turn the Holy Ghost into a chicken stew, cannot have access to my ears. Yes, it's a price you have to pay. And you may lose love, tenderness, good relationships, enjoyment which other people have is a price you have to pay. William Carey was about to go to India. He's the one who brought the gospel to India. His wife said, I will not go. And in his last day before he left, he was begging his wife because he said, I will go. And then his wife's sister said, okay, I will go with you. If you want to go, I'll go with you. And I'll look after the children. Yes. That is how come his wife went with him. And when they got there, the sister found a beloved in India of all places and got married. And then the troubles became more. So the Holy Spirit is what we need. So today, ask yourself, what prevents God from guiding you? If there is somebody who is your friend, when I preach, the person has the audacity to whisper in your ears and say something negative about the word of God that has come to you. You are looking at a bewitcher who wants to twist. You should watch the comments people make. Oh. And you must reject it. And silence such things from your life. Yes. distance yourself from it. Not only distance, but rebuke it. So the person is afraid of talking. Yes. If we are not following the Holy Spirit, we will not be here today. Most of your lives will be different. Most of my pastors will not be pastors. Most of my bishops will not be bishops. 3,000 churches would not exist. 3,000 churches would not exist. Crusades that have been held, books that have been written would not have, never have been written. All this would not be there if something else was taking control of my life. If I was thinking of my children, I would have taken them to England so they go to school and they would be all beautiful British boys and girls. I'll come with my British children. And they'll be speaking to me nice British accent. Hello, Daddy. 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 Daddy, we just got home, you know. Daddy, are you home? Daddy, we're coming, you know. How many are going to receive the dove? How many are going to look around and see if there's any dove catcher? But this is difficult, eh? When somebody is close, sometimes too familiar, he's the one who catch. When the Holy Spirit moved Jesus, and Jesus says, I'm going to die on the cross, Peter just got up. Never, you will never die on the cross. You will never die on the cross. You will never die on any cross again. Never say that again whilst we are here. It can never happen whilst we are here. And Jesus turned straight to him and said, Satan, you see, he has appointed him. Just 3 verses ago, he has appointed him. The next 3 verses, he has to turn to him and address him as Satan. You see, it's few people can do that. Few people can do that. A close person, somebody you love, a wife, somebody who you really love. You don't not love, you love. And you have to say, Satan, how? And how do you, are you not supposed to receive advice? Don't you listen to advice? So it's difficult to discern between good advice and bewitchment. But you know the bewitchment from the fruit. You become a murderer, you become barren, you become what you never planned to become. Yes. I know pastors who are in prison because of their wives. But many cannot admit it. When Jim Baker wrote his book, I Was Wrong. You read it, the letters. Like this, like this, like this. They kept moving house because of the problems. So that maybe if we move here, it will be easier. Here, 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 here. Until he ended up in prison. Yeah. He will not know what is happening to you. So, clarity. But it takes years. You can't easily know. What I'm saying is for mature. But I believe you are becoming mature. Amen. How many love the Holy Spirit? You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you know, here I was in a castle. I was heading towards Manprobi Polyclinic to remain as a doctor in consulting room 1 and stay at doctor's flat for the rest of my life. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, give thyself holy. Turn left now. Turn left. To where? To nothing. Turn left. Turn left. If my wife had said, no, no, Dad, no, I would not have turned left. But she didn't say that. She has supported me. All the, no, this, I'm not saying it for clapping, for, don't be carnal. I say she has supported most of my moves. This, she's flowing. Easy. Flowing. Turn left. No, but I'm going to the top. Turn left. This place is cursed. Turn left. Then you hear a voice say, Where will our children? Our children what? Where will they? Who they? Where will they go? Who? Then you go straight. Then you start to see all the cases. That's why people are poor. They follow, as many as are led by the Spirit, by the dove, they are the ones who become like the sons of God. That does not become like any son. You become like son of nothing. So if you are a good wife, you have to pray. Always pray for your man. See, follow God. Follow God. Dr. Go, his wife is like that also. Support him. What he wants to do, when they become a whatever, I support you. It's a good thing. Usually people who do well, their wives support them. Yes. My dad is support. I pray for you. I support you. This is what you believe. I support you. Yeah. Are you still around? Yeah. You cannot take over the work of the Holy Spirit. You have to allow him. Yes. So my bishops, they know that I'm the leader. I'm leading. The Holy Spirit says something. I broke Lighthouse into 10 denominations. First love, here, here, here. You can't tell me not to do it. You can't. You can't. Don't even try. No. You can't tell me not to. Yes, you can't tell me not. I know what I'm doing. Not that I know what I'm doing, but I believe this is the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not your place to direct me. Are you still here?
Yes.
Do you want the dove to land?
Yes.
How many have some dove catchers? Dove trappers? Raise your hand. Hey, a lot of you are raising your hand. You know the dove trappers. Amazing. Is it not amazing? That's why people are poor. Because when the Lord leads you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As soon as he's leading on, the first sign is I shall not want. I shall not want. Nothing must guide you. Money must not guide. Money must not. Money cannot. When the Holy Spirit says this, then play. Money says, here, straight is better. Money is better. I told somebody recently was going for a job. I said, go for this. Don't choose money. Money is a very bad Holy Spirit. It's a very bad Holy Spirit. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a bad guide. It's not a good way of taking this. But like money. There's more money here, so I go here. There's more money here, so I go here. It counteracts the Holy Spirit. Counteracts the Holy Spirit and leads to poverty. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's the first provision for your life. I shall not want. Don't choose money. Choose the Spirit. When the Spirit led me here, First Love Church, who are you? Children. Children. What do you have? I mean, let's be serious. What do you have? Nothing. So the Holy Spirit led me to people with nothing. That's the Holy Spirit. Don't be surprised if I prosper being a pastor of little boys and girls. Don't be surprised if one of my little children becomes something and does something and you can't even understand what is happening. Don't be surprised. And don't be jealous. Stand to your feet. Everybody, I'm giving you a few seconds to pray against all dove trappers that are lurking in the nearest 2 meters around your life. Speak a word of prayer as we close the service in Jesus' name. Father, thanks a million for speaking to our hearts. We are grateful. We are thankful. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you. Tell God, only you will lead me. You are the only one who will lead me. I'll not follow anything that catches the Holy Spirit. Father, we are grateful and we are thankful in Jesus' mighty name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you to church. Then lift up your right hand high. High. I want to give my life to God tonight. If you are here like that, lift your hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Come, I'm coming down to meet you. Come to me here.
Come on to Jesus.
Let us pray. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Satan, I rebuke you. I will not serve you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. I will serve Jesus Christ. Lift your hand. Say, thank you, Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I am your child from tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.